Bird calls in the winter might sound a little lonely, but in the Philadelphia region, there are actually significant bird populations here throughout the winter.
Right there. Oops, there they go.
I recently tagged along with birdwatcher Pat Evans in South Brunswick, New Jersey.
Those are slate-colored juncos. So you'll see them all winter in New Jersey. Oh, I hear little tweets, do you?
Yep.
Stephen Saphir of Audubon, Pennsylvania, the state office of the National Audubon Society, lists a few other birds we're likely to see now.
Northern cardinals, you'll see blue jays, you'll see house finches and house sparrows, which is a non-native species. You'll see mourning doves and probably starlings and things like that.
Some of these species live here year-round. Others fly down for the winter from more northern areas. And still others have stopped heading south, as our typical winters have been getting warmer. Ornithologists need data on all these migratory patterns, both over large geographic areas and over time. So the Audubon Society and Cornell University's Lab of Ornithology, two major players in the U.S. for the study of birds, teamed up 17 years ago to launch a nationwide project, the Great Backyard Bird Count.
It's really getting citizens to go out and count the species on specific 4 days that they see.
And the reason it's held the same weekend is to get sort of that snapshot each year at the same place. And it tells you, are there fluxes in populations? Has migration been affected in any way? Is the hard winter having an impact on particular bird species? Cornell and Audubon and other world ornithological organizations are looking at that data, analyzing it, and coming up with the trends.
This year, the Great Backyard Bird Count will be held on February 14th through the 17th. Audubon's Stephen Saphir says it's easy to get involved.
All you have to do really is bird either one of the 4 days or all 4 days, a minimum of 15 minutes. Just look out your back window, count the birds that are there in your yard. You can go to parks, you can go to schoolyards, any place really, and you tally that information on a piece of paper and then submit it online, and it all gets bundled up into this data source for Cornell and Audubon.
But even in cold weather, birds zip around pretty quickly. Stephen Saphir notes the most common question they get is, how do I count birds in my backyard and not count the same bird over and over again?
And the simple solution to that is simply count the most number of birds of any particular species that you see at any given time. So if you see one goldfinch early in the day, but 14 later in the day, you're going to use the higher number as your tally mark.
It's all puffed up because he's cold. It's a chickadee.
This is the sixth year Pat Evans will be counting, and she notes the changes over that time.
Every year, we'll see something unusual. So with climate change, we see species in February that we didn't see before, and we don't see species that we used to see because now it's too warm.
Many folks will literally take a count of the birds right in their backyard. Birding groups and conservation organizations offer Great Backyard Bird Count events if you'd rather join a group effort. To find an event near you, visit our website, whyy.org/thepulse. For The Pulse, I'm Kimberly Haas.